For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Can you get a drink of water from your kitchen sink, or flip on the lights, or work your stove? Because 8,500 households in Greenville couldn't.
We found many people were hurting. They were being evicted. Lights were being shut off. Water services disconnected. They were reaching out for help from other organizations, and they were not getting calls back.
This is Deidre Bowen with the United Way of Greenville County. A few months ago, the United Way's phone lines started lighting up. Callers, Bowen says, who had fallen far behind in their utilities and rent bills thanks to the pandemic. The agency went from getting its usual 60 calls a day to
500 plus calls per day of people needing help.
And suddenly, 8,500 households in Greenville County were $8 million in the red for their electric, water, gas, internet, and rent bills, with seemingly nowhere to turn.
I had a client who had been out of water. He contacted, it was a disabled veteran. He had been without water for over 6 weeks, and he had reached out to other organizations, and he could not get assistance, or he didn't qualify because he was receiving a certain amount of income.
And living off a check once a month, it can be difficult.
Pelissa German has spent most of this year out of work because of the coronavirus, but even in non-COVID times, work for her is not easy.
I tried to do the boat rehab, but the doctor said it was too much on, I kept getting sick. He feels the stress was too much, so I'm sitting at home now.
Stress of any kind greatly aggravates German's Crohn's disease. It's a condition that requires a special diet. The problem there is
I don't get any food stamps, and food is going up. They want me to drink those insurance, and them things is $21 a box. I mean, if you want me to drink three or four, I can't afford that.
But German, like a lot of her neighbors, is getting help.
We launched the Greenville County Resource Line in March as a direct response to the need that we knew would happen around COVID.
This is Megan Barb. She's the CEO of the United Way of Greenville County, and together we visited Pelissa German so that the United Way could help pay her back rent. The money to make this kind of thing possible comes from $1.2 million in federal CARES funds. It also comes from donations through the United Way's Keep the Lights On campaign and the agency's direct work with corporations.
Because we were hearing from Duke Energy, Greenville Water, Piedmont Natural Gas, that they had so many households that were so significantly in arrears, we wanted to do something about that. So we jumped in with rent assistance and mortgage assistance as we found out that that was such a high need.
Back in March, when things started shutting down, we realized as a company very quickly that we needed to find ways to help our customers.
Ryan Mosier is the chief spokesman for Duke Energy.
The specific work with United Way of Greenville came about when federal funds became available through Greenville County. We worked with them to, one, help them with their application to receive the funds by giving them some information about, you know, what we're seeing on the ground, as well as, two, helping them get the word out.
Mosher says Duke started encouraging customers to contact it to work out options and payment plans. The company still encourages customers to do so, but the financial storm so many in Greenville are weathering is not just about Duke. That's why both Mosher and Barb say their respective agencies are working with so many other agencies to tackle a multifaceted problem.
As much as possible, we're coordinating with other partners in the community because we know that we can't do it alone. It takes a lot of resource, but we do anticipate that this need will continue well into 2021 because of the economic impact of COVID-19 in our community.
And for residents like 66-year-old Barbara Pollard, who needed significant help with her utilities accounts, the effort is a blessing.
It's not hard to ask for help. I just feel that you shouldn't ask for help if you don't need it. You know, I honestly don't have the money to pay my deposits for my utilities because otherwise I wouldn't ask.
Now that she's gotten some help, Pollard says she might have enough left over after paying her bills to buy herself something she can't always afford, like a soda. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.